Welcome to the Annie Jennings PR Real Stories of Success podcast series. Annie Jennings is the creator of the most powerful radio campaign in the country, where you are booked on high-impact shows in top markets, as well as a national television, print, and online media campaign performance program, where she offers guaranteed deliverables. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director for Annie Jennings. And today we are sharing another real story of success to give listeners an inside look into what it's like to work with Annie Jennings PR. And we're speaking with Robert D. Sollers. He's a workplace and school violence prevention consultant and author of several books, including his latest, Murder in the Classroom, A Practical Guide for Prevention. In just a short time, Robert has been heard on over 580 stations across the country. Major cities such as San Francisco, Miami, Detroit, San Diego, Philadelphia, Denver, and many more have been blanketed with his message. National exposure for his book has reached coast to coast, and he can now leverage these big media brands and future marketing efforts, giving him a competitive edge. So, welcome, Robert. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me on, Stacey. I appreciate it.
Now, what would you say goes into choosing a publicist? How does trust factor into your decision? What was it like in talking with Annie from the get-go?
Well, I started getting Annie's emails, I don't know, it's probably been 5 or 6 years ago. And I had found it through some of the other emails I had gotten. And I followed those emails. I looked her up online. I looked at several other options. And to be honest, Annie's website and just the thing, just the way things were worded on the website and the emails and everything else just made her seem, I guess the best word to put it was genuine and real. There wasn't any of this high sales pitch stuff, you know, to go to do this or do that or whatever. It was just a matter of fact. You know, I want to help you. Do you need help? Whatever, you know, that kind of thing. And that really appealed to somebody like me who likes something, stuff that's blunt, direct, and real.
Now, when you spoke with Annie, because Annie does speak with everyone when they contact our firm, how did you feel she understood you and your goals and message and what you wanted to accomplish?
Well, she was interested in me as a person, obviously, to find out who I was, and which, of course, that comes into being genuine as well. If you don't get to know the person, then you know, Annie could not figure out who I was and what she could do for me. And that's, you know, it all started off from there. She was very warm and genuine and real on the phone. She spoke in a tone that was not condescending. You know, I'm the expert. You listen to what I say, and you know what, and those types of things. And it was just unbelievably like talking to a friend, I guess is the best way to put it. From the very first time I talked to her, it was just like talking to somebody that I had known for years.
Yeah, she is very welcoming, and she has what we call the blink factor, and that's something where she learns about you, learns about your goals, learns about your books, your objectives, what you want to do, what your message is, just your passion, and she can see where you can go. And so that's something that we find to be very valuable in our firm and for all of our clients. And of course, you worked with the radio division, which happens to include myself as the radio director on a fairly frequent basis, day to day, as well as our media trainer, Jason. What was it like to work with our team as we move through your radio campaign?
Well, again, just like with Annie herself, both you and Jason were very easy to talk to. Again, like talking with a friend I've known for years, you were always open to what I needed or when I needed it. And Jason, being a former producer, was extremely helpful in some of the tips that he gave me during the media training that when he called me before all this stuff started. So, and you, of course, Stacey, you've been extremely helpful as well obviously you're the one that's been booking all this stuff for me and getting me on all the radio stations. And if I had a question, there was no problem. If I emailed you, you know, there was a response usually in my inbox first thing the next morning, or even as late as it was, you were there late and emailed me right back. So I think that's one thing that people need to realize when they're going to hire Annie Jennings, is that you guys are there for the people that need you, the people that hire you. There's none of this waiting all weekend for a response or whatever the case may be most of the time. You keep in contact and you let us know what's going on.
Well, thanks, Robert. I mean, one of the keys for us is providing support for everyone. So you feel that we definitely do that throughout the campaign. We're there and keep you prepared and keep you on, you know, in the know on what's going on in the world. And you've been fantastic in staying abreast of what's happening in your industry too, really becoming quite the breaking news expert, Robert.
Well, I wouldn't go quite that far. I get most of my breaking news from the innumerable briefs that I get, news articles and everything I get in my inbox every day. So, although I do have to tell you, Stacey, you've made me work a little bit harder to stay abreast of everything. I've actually been working on weekends to make sure I stay up to date on everything.
Well, you got to know, right? You got to know what's going on in your industry.
Yes, you do.
You are, right? You're in front of the news when it happens. And so that's really great. And all of those things can only help you, of course, as you continue on in doing more radio or other marketing that you have coming up, or PR or blogging, mm-hmm. or just getting out there in front of the speaking world. And so through your experience with Annie, what would you say to anyone who might be thinking of signing up with her? What advice would you give them?
Well, if you want somebody who's going to, pardon the expression, blow smoke up your skirt, then you can go with anybody. But if you want somebody who's going to be real and tell you the way it is and be realistic with you and not raise your expectations so that you have a fall, Annie and her team, which includes you, Stacey, are the ones that you need to hire. The expectations that they set were realistic and reasonable. And to be honest, there was no way to fall off a high pinnacle with what you raised for me. You put me on a high pinnacle, but there was no way I could fall off with the way that you talked about it and booked me for the shows and basically talked me through everything.
All right, Robert, thank you so much. I really appreciate you sharing your experience and working with our team, with everybody. And I'd like to let everybody know that you can learn more about Robert on his website, robertdsollers.com. That's Robert D as in Dave, Sollers, Sollars, robertdsollers.com. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Stacey. I appreciate it.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR. For more information on how you too can experience national media success and guaranteed deliverables, please visit anniejenningspr.com. Till next time.